Ask yourself this question: is your leadership treating consumer privacy as a checkbox or as the new currency in building corporate trust and from there profitability? Welcome to Cyber Broadcast, episode 167. I'm Andrei Setnarski, and today we're cutting through the compliance jargon to address the CCPA's profound impact on your role as guardians of consumer trust and privacy, and specifically in the CCPA's expansion into CPRA. As board directors and executives, you need to treat the CCPA expansion as really not just another regulatory framework, but rather the bellwether, if you will, for a shift in consumer expectations and also business integrity, right? It calls for a proactive rethinking, in my opinion, of how we should handle at board and C-suite levels, and how we should respect and secure the personal data of those who fuel our businesses, right? And so our dialogue today isn't really about fear of non-compliance, but rather the pursuit of excellence in privacy stewardship. But what does that really mean, right? Pursuit of a competitive edge in an economy where consumer trust is paramount and not always a given these days, right? And so you can really set yourself apart. So your strategic focus really should include a couple of things. First, making privacy a leadership dialogue becomes especially important if you're trying to optimize and maximize your profitability from this area. So think of things like championing data privacy in your C-suite and board meetings as strategic levers, not a compliance burden, right? And also make it work for not just your consumers, right? You being privacy compliant should really work for not just your consumers, but your brand and your profitability, right? So privacy should therefore be integrated into your business model, not just tacked on as an afterthought, and certainly not just checked off as a compliance checkbox, right? The second thing for you to be thinking about and include in your strategic focus in your business planning is data stewardship as a cultural pillar and treating it as such, right? So here, set the tone at the top that every employee is a data steward, instilling practices that protect and respect consumer privacy in every department and really at every level of your company, right? That's how you sort of ingrain it into your culture. The third thing is proactive privacy measures. Well, what does that mean? Go beyond the letter of the law to anticipate the spirit of future privacy regulations. Equip your company to not just react, but to lead in the privacy domain, setting standards that others will follow, but really, most importantly, setting standards that make consumers appreciate your brand because, right, you've sort of made that your ethos. And the fourth thing is about building trust through transparency, which sort of dovetails from point three, right? So use transparency as a tool to strengthen consumer trust. In other words, make clear, accessible information on privacy practices of your company, essentially a hallmark of your brand, right? That's how you'll set yourself apart. We're in an era where consumer data can make or break our company's reputations. So let's ensure we're leading on the front foot, and not just in compliance, but again, in building a legacy of trust that, yes, indeed, translates into increased profitability. Okay, so that's the thought for today. Join us on the next Cyber Broadcast by CyberNation Central as we delve deeper into the global privacy landscape as that's shifting and explore its implications for our cybersecurity posture. Until then, stay proactive, stay informed, and most importantly, stay committed to excellence in privacy because it will set your brand apart and translate into profitability if done right.